Donald Trump declares victory over Biden's migrant flood. By Neil Monroe on March 1, 2025. Just 8,326 migrants were recorded at the United States-Mexico border in February, prompting President Donald Trump to declare victory over the migrant flood invited by former President Joe Biden. "The invasion of our country is over," Trump posted on his Truth Social account, adding, "The month of February, my first full month in office, had the lowest number of illegal immigrants trying to enter our country in history, by far. There were only 8,326 apprehensions of illegals by Border Patrol at the U.S.-Mexico border, all of whom were quickly ejected from our nation or, when necessary, prosecuted for crimes against the United States of America. This means that very few people came. The invasion of our country is over." In December, which was Biden's last full month in office, 124,000 migrants were caught or arrested at U.S. borders. That 2024 number was down from 373,883 in December 2023 when Biden's deputies were spending heavily to Russian migrants from around the world. Trump continued. "In comparison, under Joe Biden, there were 300,000 illegals crossing in 1 month, and virtually all of them were released into our country. Thanks to the Trump administration policies, the border is closed to all illegal immigrants. Anyone who tries to illegally enter the USA will face significant criminal penalties and immediate deportation." Biden's pro-migration policies were strongly supported by the economic, political, and media elites. Yet ordinary Americans used their Democratic voting power to completely block the very unpopular inflow of migrants over the border. "That dramatic political change is a direct win for the Democratic ideals children learn in Civics 101. Trump's pro-American, pro-democracy policies include his decision to end the quasi-legal parole pipeline programs created by Biden's border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. Trump also ended Biden's catch-and-release policies and used the United States' economic power to pressure governments in Mexico and Central America to choke off the northward flow of migrants. Trump is now using his political power to shrink the supply of lethal drugs from Mexico and China. Biden and Mayorkas tolerated that murderous flood of drugs because they wanted Mexico's government to help stabilize the flow of migrants through Mexico. Mayorkas made only theatrical efforts to slow the mass migration that he wanted. His elite-backed policy of extraction migration imported roughly 9 million southern migrants. The progressive migration policy inflated Wall Street, but it also killed many Americans and thousands of migrants. It also helped to wreck several countries, including Haiti and Cuba. Biden and Mayorkas have left Americans with a massive, damaging, and very expensive population of poor and unskilled migrants for Trump to deport. Despite Trump's Democratic triumph at the border, he and 330 million Americans also have to deal with the expanded airport inflow of white-collar H-1B visa migrants from India, China, and many other countries. That visa worker population is excluding many young Americans from career-starting white-collar jobs or mid-career promotions and is also throttling American innovation and productivity.